Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 12.
The bad quizzes and unsuccessful little papers were nothing but unpleasant skirmishes. For Skip and me and too many of our card-playing buddies, our second round of prelims was a full-fledged disaster. I got an A- on my in-class English theme and a D in European history, but flunked the sociology multiple choicer and the geology multiple choicer, soc by a little and geo by a lot. Skip flunked his anthropology prelim, his colonial history prelim, and the soc prelim. He got a C on the calculus test, but the ice was getting pretty thin there too, he told me, and a B on his in-class essay. We agreed that life would be much simpler if it were all a matter of in-class essays, writing assignments which necessarily took place far from the third-floor lounge. We were wishing for high school, in other words, without even knowing it. "Okay, that's enough," Skip said to me that Friday night. "I'm buckling down, Peter. I don't give a shit about being a college man or having a diploma to hang over the mantle in my rumpus room, but I'll be fucked if I want to go back to Dexter and hang around fucking Bolarama with the rest of the retards until Uncle Sam calls me." He was sitting on Nate's bed. Nate was across the way at the Palace on the Plains, chowing down on Friday night fish. It was nice to know somebody on Chamberlain 3 had an appetite. This was a conversation we couldn't have around Nate in any case. My country mouse roommate thought he'd done pretty well on the latest round of prelims, all C's and B's. He wouldn't have said anything if he'd heard us talking, but would have looked at us in a way that said we lacked gumption, that, although it might not be our fault, we were morally weak. "I'm with you," I said, and then from down the hall came an agonized cry. "Oh, fuck me," that we recognized instantly. Someone had just taken the bitch. Our eyes met. I can't say about Skip, not for sure, even though he was my best friend in college, but I was still thinking that there was time. And why wouldn't I think that? For me, there always had been. Skip began to grin. I began to grin. Skip began to giggle. I began to giggle right along with him. "What the fuck?" he said. "Just tonight," I said. "We'll go over to the library together tomorrow. Hit the books. All day, but right now..." He stood up. "Let's go bitch hunting." We did. And we weren't the only ones. That's no explanation, I know. It's only what happened.